In this bulletin, President Donald Trump accuses Germany of being captive of Russia as the NATO summit gets underway. A video shows the rescued Thai football team smiling in their hospital beds and Croatia through to their first ever World Cup final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. President Donald Trump has accused Germany of being a captive of Russia as Western leaders gather in Brussels for a NATO summit. President Trump has been demanding more military contributions from European nations to ease the burden on US taxpayers. Mr. Trump has told NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg that Germany was wrong to support a Baltic Sea pipeline to import Russian gas while being slow to meet NATO defence spending targets.
Germany is a captive of Russia because they supply. They got rid of their coal plants, they got rid of their nuclear. They're getting so much of the oil and gas from Russia. I think it's something that NATO has to look at. I think it's very inappropriate. You and I agree that it's inappropriate. I don't know what you can do about it now, but it certainly doesn't seem to make sense that they pay billions of dollars to Russia and now we have to defend them against Russia.
President Trump will be meeting with the Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki on Monday. The first video of the Thai boys rescued from a flooded cave has been released, showing them smiling and waving from their hospital beds. The last group of the 12-member Wild Boars football team and their coach was brought out of the cave complex in Chiang Rai on Tuesday night, safely ending a dangerous rescue mission. Rescue mission chief Narunsak Osatornakan has told a news conference that the boys were just being children when they got lost and that no one's to blame. He's again praised the combined efforts of the Thai Navy SEALs and foreigners.
The situation went beyond just being a rescue mission and became a symbol of unity among mankind. Everyone worked together without discrimination of race or religion, as the ultimate goal was to save the youth football team and return them home safely. This operation was a huge success because of the overwhelming support of experts from around the globe.
Deputy Nationals leader Bridget McKenzie says her party is willing to support the coal industry in order to arrest rising energy costs. It comes after the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission told the federal government that the energy market needs reform to bring down prices and recommended it guarantee the construction of new dispatchable coal or gas power sources. Senator McKenzie has told Sky News there isn't enough evidence to suggest that coal is a bad choice of energy source, or at least not enough to deter her party from advocating for a coal plant to bring jobs to rural Australians.
You know, we've got some beautiful black coal, particularly in Queensland, and I think my colleagues are keen to promote that industry. We have to use science, we have to use evidence, and get the best outcomes for consumers.
Sport now, and Croatia will play France in the 2018 FIFA World Cup final following their 2-1 extra time semi-final win over England. Croatian coach Zlatko Dalic has paid tribute to his team's strength, both physical and mental, saying it's representative of Croatians as a whole.
We've shown character, we've done that today in extra time, and on top of all the footballing qualities, they've shown character. We are a nation of people who never give in, who are proud and who have character.
England captain Harry Kane says his team is heading home with mixed emotions.
We're proud of what we've achieved, but we want more. And obviously, we're gutted we wanted more today. And we're sad we couldn't give the fans here and back home a final. But look, we have to dust ourselves down and be proud of what we've achieved and then go again in a couple of years.
And the World Cup final will be played in Moscow on Monday morning. The game kicks off at 1 a.m. Australian Eastern Time and can be followed across all SBS platforms. Well, now today's weather around the nation. Perth, sunny, a late shower or two and 21 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy periods, 15. A shower or two developing in Melbourne, 12. Hobart, mostly sunny and 13. Canberra, a few showers, a top of 11. Wollongong, a shower or two and 16. Sydney, a possible afternoon shower, 18. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 18 degrees. Brisbane, a possible shower, 21. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.